P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-239-4645. Now, here's Johnson Temple.
Lift up my heart.
T88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school, and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, on Friday nights at 7:30 during our evangelistic services, our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. God bless you, our listening audience, and we invite you to tune in each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast.
Thank you. 8, verse 26, read, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." You may be seated. Amen. We chose for a thought today, and I need your prayers. Amen. Use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Mankind is the most complex being on earth. Amen. Look at how he is made. The mind, the body, the spirit. Think of all the blood vessels, amen, that run through your body, your brain, the function of the heart, the lungs, and other working parts of your body. No wonder the psalmist said, amen, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Why? Because God made us. Amen. Yes, we are highly complicated. Man cannot duplicate, amen, this body. Think about all of the intricate nature of your veins and the blood vessels and how it travels. Amen. The blood travels all through your body. Amen. And how God used, amen, that muscle which is called the heart, amen, to pump this blood through your body. Amen. How your brain is able to function. Amen. And you can go to sleep and wake up and still be in your right mind. Oh, Lord, help me here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And your brain will kick in and continue to function. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. You were designed to work. Now, I know that don't fit a lot of us. Amen. But you got to understand that this body, I didn't design it. God designed it, amen, for it to work. It has to move. It has to be involved, amen, in order to work properly. You know that if you sit down too long, amen, you'll get stiff. And I ain't just talking about old folks either. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're going to have to move. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Stop using your right arm and see, amen, what will happen. You will lose strength in that arm. Amen. I went to the dentist one time, amen, and he looked in my mouth, Brother Mazion, and he says, "You chew on the left side." And I said, "Yes, sir." Amen. And I wonder, how does he know? Because the teeth were stronger on the side that I used than they were on the side that I didn't use. Oh, I'm preaching now. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will have to understand, amen, praise the Lord, that Michael Jordan is considered to have been the best basketball player that ever lived. And Michael quit basketball for a while and started playing baseball. And then he decided he would go back to playing basketball. How many of y'all know he wasn't in basketball condition? It took him a while to get back to the level that he was before he had quit the game. I'm trying to show you something here, if you just stay with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Michael was still the same Michael. He was physically fit because he worked out, amen, to condition himself to play basketball. But there is a different conditioning that you need for basketball that you don't have in baseball. My God, my God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have to make sure that we condition our bodies to do what is necessary. Boxers stop fighting for a while. Amen. And when they get back in the ring, they get knocked out in the first round. They think they're in condition. Amen. But actually being in ring condition, you got to have some fights. My God. Yeah, yeah. Just shadow boxing. just running, just eating the right food will not put you in the proper condition that you need to be to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just coming to church will not put you in the condition that you need to be in to fight the devil. Oh, my God. You got to do some fasting. You got to do some praying. You got to do some concentrating on the Lord. You got to talk to him. My God, hallelujah, in order to be in condition to fight the devil. How many know we're in a battle? We're fighting Satan on every hand because he come to do what? Kill, steal, and to destroy. And saints, if you don't know it, let me drop this message in your spirit. The devil is out to kill every saint in the church. Every one of you who call on the name of Jesus, the devil is out to get you. You are a target. From the time that you said, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, until the last breath is out of your body, the devil has targeted you to bring you down. Woo. Look at somebody and tell him, use it or lose it. Well, what about the brain? Amen. I'm glad you asked. If you don't use your brain, amen, you will lose, amen, 100 brain cells in a hurry. You have many, 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 many brain cells. And I'm told, amen, that you will never use all of your brain power. Well, what about those persons that don't use it? Well, I'm here to tell you, you'll lose it. You will not be able to think straight. And again, I'm not talking about old folks. I know y'all say, hey, man, they just getting old. They can't remember like they used to. You're right. But some of you young folks can't remember like you used to either. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you tell the truth will set you free. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm reminded of that slogan that says, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Amen. You have to use it or you will lose it. Well, Pastor, what are you really trying to tell me? What I'm trying to tell you here, amen, that Jesus came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He delivered us from sin by dying on yonder's cross. And before he went back to glory, he promised that he would send us a comforter. And if you was in church last Sunday, I talked extensively about the comforter. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. God has already warned us early on, amen, that the comforter would be with us, but he would not strive with us always. Oh, my God. I question why God said that in Genesis. When the Holy Ghost did not come until in Acts. But what he was trying to do was give us a warning and let us know, amen, that when the Spirit come, amen, you got to be ready for it. And not only ready for it to come, you got to be ready to hold on to it. Oh, I know I'm preaching today. Amen. You can't just accept the Spirit of God, amen, and say, I got it now, and sit down. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was talking about the Holy Ghost. And God is not slack in his promise. So on the day of Pentecost, all of those that were in the upper room was filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a time. Amen. Anybody remember when you got it? Oh, my God. Let me see if you remember. Amen. All of you that received it on a Monday, stand up. Anybody received the Holy Ghost on Monday? Nobody. Anybody received it on a Tuesday? My God. That was my night. My God. Around 11 o'clock one night. Oh, I don't want to shout now. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came in. Anybody got it on Wednesday? Stand up. Anybody on Thursday that received the Holy Ghost? Stand up. What about Friday?
Anybody who looked like Friday was a good night. In a Friday night meeting, somebody got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What about the devil's night? Anybody got it on Saturday? Didn't get it. Woo, Sunday. Anybody got it on Sunday? Let me see who got it on Sunday. Hey, glory. What a glorious day. Sunday, the Holy Ghost fell, and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Wasn't that a wonderful day? Wasn't it a marvelous day? When you receive this marvelous gift, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. And so, likewise, the Holy Ghost also helps us with our infirmities. Yes, it does. The things, amen, that we have to suffer in this body, the things that we have to contend with in this body, hallelujah. You got to understand, amen, that the flesh is weak, but God is strong. And that's why he sent the Holy Ghost, so that the Holy Ghost would hold us up when temptations come. Because you got to understand, even though you have the Holy Ghost, you still will be tempted. Well, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost will make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Living Bible said, with words that cannot be expressed in words. You might want to say it, but you don't have the words in your vocabulary to really get in touch with God. And so the Holy Ghost will intercede and put it in perspective and tell God exactly what you had in mind. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Whoa. I wish I could slow down a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. And so Paul, to the Galatian church, said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. In other words, they are contrary to one another. The Spirit and the flesh would not really come together. But you got to understand that the Spirit will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. So walk in the Spirit, because two cannot walk together except they agree. Hallelujah. Thank you. You skip down in Galatians. You skip down. In the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Since the Spirit gave us new life, we should stay in step with the Spirit. What are you saying, Lord? Since the Spirit gave us new life. Well, what it's really saying is that when you were in sin, you were dead to the Spirit. But when you got saved, God quickened you. Oh, he brought you alive. How many folks are alive today? He brought you alive in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God quickens your mortal bodies and made you alive. It opened your eyes. When you were in sin, John, you didn't understand. But when you got saved, your eyes came open and you saw that you were a wretch undone and you were lost and on your way to a devil's hell. But God, somebody said, but God. But God, in his infinite wisdom, quickened your mortal bodies, and you came alive, alive forevermore. Say yeah. Thank you. Thank you. The Spirit gave you new life, and you got to stay in step. But if you don't stay in step, and something will happen, the Bible said, for many has waxed cold. Got some cold saints in here. And one preacher said, I feel some cold spirits in here. Preachers, saints of God, who's supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost, can't feel nothing. Hands never go up. Never clap their hands. Feet never move. Don't shout no more. Don't know what speaking in tongues is because they allowed themselves to wax cold. Why, Elder Johnson? Because they didn't stay prayerful. They didn't do what they needed to do to stay full of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, the Holy Ghost took a back seat and said, if you ain't going to praise me, if you ain't going to let me work in you, I'm not going to move. If you ain't your march up in you. And now we learn how to sit folded, sitting there like a knot on the log. Don't do nothing. Somebody, Lord, nothing shall move me. My God. Hallelujah. But when you got the Spirit, when the Spirit stand up and make you alive, something got to move. Can I get a witness here? Every now and then, your hands are going to go up. Every now and then, you can't help but shout glory. Every now and then, you'll cut a step for the Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Paul, in Galatians, the 6th chapter, he put it this way, and I'm trying to bring this to a close. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, whatever, whatever, and a whole list of them, but whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Thank you. Hallelujah. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. If you live in sin, doing those things, that's contrary to the Spirit of God. If you don't have the Spirit in you, or even if you do have the Spirit in you, the Spirit will lead you. Amen. Keep sowing to the flesh. See, don't the Spirit leave you. And some of the old folks say you get weak in sweet water. Amen. Can't do anything. How many know we got a lot of dead churches today? Spirit would not even dwell in the church. We go back to Amos, where God said, amen, I will not dwell in your solemn assembly. Amen. I will, hallelujah. I will not even enter into your sanctuary. I won't even hear your music. I won't hear your songs. I'm going to close my ear to them because they sound like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, it's annoying to God's ears. Oh, you think you're singing. You're making those runs. You're hitting those high notes. But it don't mean nothing because you don't have no spirit in it. All you're doing is showing off. You're trying to prove how great you are, how well you can manipulate your voice. Hallelujah. And yes, it might sound good, but since there's no spirit in it, God will not receive it. And you got to understand, amen, there's a difference in singing for yourself and praising God. When you praise God, sometimes you might be out of key, but that's all right. If you're doing it to the glory and the honor of God, God will receive it. God will accept it. Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, help me with these people who say, once in Christ and never out. That's the biggest lie that ever been told. Because if you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, but if you start sinning, the Holy Ghost is going to leave you. And if the Holy Ghost leave you, the devil's going to come in. And if the devil come in, you're another sinner. or you're right back where you started from. And if you are a sinner, you're on your way to hell. Hallelujah. But the other part of that said, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you sow to the Spirit, hallelujah, you will live right. You'll pray right. You'll sing right. You'll do right. And you will receive a reward from heaven. Somebody say thank you. There is a crown of life laid up for you eternally in the heavens. You better learn how to praise God. You better learn how to use what you got. So don't worry or don't be weary in well-doing or in doing well. For in due time, you're going to reap your reward. Hallelujah. Don't get tired of doing what's right. Stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't lose it. Use it. Whatever God has given you, you.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.